You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A bomb straight from murder to what hot comes. I got cyclops fish in my water. A nation of Pacific lambs to the slaughter. Three eyes for my son, an extra foot for my daughter. Gets from a land that I don't even know. I was too slow to even see that escargot. You say you're more blow, no cash exchange. The digit live, there's a picture of me in the dictionary under
French. What hearing there is a bit of Shefu as a request from some illustrious guests we've got in the studio right now. I've got with me Bad Girl Sarade and Amelia.
Yeah.
And they've requested this beautiful Shefu track to underlay this chat about Cultro, the revitalization of the New Zealand Women's Archives. The song has nothing to do with it, we just want to listen to it because it's a great track. Returning to the Basement Theatre very, very soon. What's it about? Tell me.
This show is about two women who are trying to figure out their relationship to feminism and to each other, and it sort of all goes pretty wrong.
Yeah.
And you guys have sort of created the show alongside Auckland Museum, who have sort of opened up their New Zealand Women's Archives to you. What was it like delving deep into those resources?
Very cool. They're they've been amazing. The New Zealand Women's Archives is this collection of like 8,000 newspaper articles and biographies of women of New Zealand collected between 1955 and the late like 80s, early 90s, and no one's really looked at them before. So we've had the opportunity to, I mean, we've like literally touched the tip of the iceberg. There's just like, but it feels very special to go into the museum and like get out these beautiful manila folders and have a look
just
through.
Read about women all day.
So nice. Yeah.
And what's the kind of importance of making sure you are investigating intersectionality and white feminism, delving deep into those concepts?
Oh my God, it's just so. I think you can't talk about. I think you have to talk about racism when you talk about sexism. It's like they're so, for so many people, they're
work
so
hand in hand,
interwoven.
Right?
Absolutely. And so if you're only focusing on one, you're just like, I don't know, it just feels useless to me.
And I think interpersonally there's this thing that exists within feminism where there's a kind of a clash, a rubbing of heads within women, and we felt like it's something that continues to not really be addressed, that we continue to talk about feminism as this kind of broad stroke where we're all in this together, when the reality is, I mean, we are, but that's failing to acknowledge different people's experiences. And we wanted to make a show about that because it was frustrating us that it wasn't being addressed.
And what's sort of the premise of Cultro, and why is it called Cultro?
Well, kind of on that theme, we with that in mind, this idea that we're all in this together, we're all here together, we're all one, and come and join our kind of like cult of feminism, of white feminism, is the way that we sort of have framed it. And then
we sort of looked at all the trappings of feminism and the ways it's been commodified.
Yeah.
And it did feel a bit culty.
A bit culty, yeah. Yeah. But it's also great to like think about what a enigmatic cult leader might do.
Yeah, if feminism was their MO.
Yeah. This is like the Netflix play version of the mini cult documentary.
Who else is part of the show?
So Nisha Madden.
Yes, is directing, and Arlo Gibson is performing with us in it.
We've had Kate Pryor as our dramaturg, and then the great Julia Croft and Phoebe Bourke producing. And Amy Snape is designing, and she's great.
She's got a lot of ladies.
Mm-hmm. One dude.
What a single man.
And when is the culture playing finally?
So it is at the Basement Theatre from May 29th to June 2nd.
And I believe you have some tickets that you want to give away.
We do.
We got a very exciting way of giving them away. Go on, lay it on us.
Okay, so we have two tickets to give away to opening night on Tuesday, May 29th.
At 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. And the we would really love you to send in the way that you would initiate someone into your personal cult.
Shall we take calls or text? Do you want to hear what the people have to say?
Oh my gosh, calls!
Right, yeah, tell us how you would initiate someone into your cult, and you can have was it a double pass?
Double pass
to Cultro, and you know what? Just get it coming in through 309-3879, and I will take your calls over this track. Just in a second. Hot second.
Oh my gosh. Yay!
Thank you, Sarayden and Amelia.
Thank you.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.